Well, good morning. Today I'm just breaking away from the Book of Hebrews for the one day because we're today celebrating the marriage of a couple in our church. Alan and Elna are coming to get married, and so I just wanted to focus our attention on the subject of marriage and love, and just help us just remember some of the reasons why we did get married and what example we should follow when it comes to marriage. So let's commit this time to the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this occasion where we will celebrate with Alan and with Elna, Lord, in their coming together. I just want to commit this occasion to you, commit the message to you, remind us of your love for us, Lord, as you do through this passage. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to read a passage of scripture, John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remained in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other." Well, of course, it feels summer has really started. Last week I was wearing a jersey when I was preaching, and today it's been absolutely boiling hot. And it's a real wonderful time. Spring is in the air, love is in the air, and we want to just ask and look at the subject of marriage. A number of children were asked about marriage, and they gave some wonderful answers. Eric, age 6, was asked, "Now, what exactly is marriage?" He said, Marriage is when you get to keep the girl and you don't have to give her back to her parents." Of course, a couple of other kids were asked, "Now, how do you decide who you're going to get married to?" Well, little Kelly, age 9, said, "You take a coin, you flip the coin, heads, you get married, tails, you move on to the next one." Well, if it were only that easy, wouldn't it be? What's the proper age to get married?" Well, little 6-year-old Bart said, "Well, when I'm done with kindergarten, I'm going to get myself a woman and get married." Well, I'm not so sure if he wanted to get married so early. Well, another one was asked, "What do people do on their first date?" Well, one little boy, Martin, age 10, said, "Well, on the first date, people tell each other lies, and they sound so interesting that people want to go out with them again, so they go on a second date." Well, I think there's a certain amount of truth in that, isn't there? Sometimes we put on a facade when it comes to marriage. Well, friends, marriage is very different. What do we really need to do for marriage? Well, of course, when we think about marriage, we think about love. I'm interested in this passage. Jesus says, "Greater love." Well, that's the reality. Some relationships work and others don't, friends. Because there's a difference between greater love and lesser love. What are the lesser loves in this world? Well, in South Africa, those of us who are a little older will remember a well-known ad. It was for a brand of car, and it went something. There was a little jingle that went something like this: Braaiplaas, rugby, sunny skies, and Chevrolet. Well, we remember that ad, don't we? But that gives us a little bit of insight into the kind of things people love. Braaiplaas. Well, when we think about Braaiplaas, we think about family and friends, don't we? Sadly, obviously, while family is important and friends are great to have, sometimes they can even distract from our love of God. And so we've got to be careful. Sure, we must love our family. Sure, we must build strong relationships. We're going to see that even a little bit later on, when Jesus calls us his friends. But those loves are great friends, but they're not as great as the love that we need to have for God and God has for us. There's rugby. Well, today was the Currie Cup final, and the Bulls won quite convincingly. I'm happy to say, with a number of my Lions players, that they stole from the Lions. I'm sad that the Lions ended bottom of the pile this year. But you see, that's the problem with loving people who are idols. You know, one year the Lions are fantastic, the next year they're the bottom of the pile. Man, if my love was based on just trying to follow kind of those who are idols, we're in trouble. We've got to be careful about loving somebody who's your idol. Well, then there are the sunny skies. Well, friends, if we only love when things are going well, then there's a trouble. We need to be willing to love at all times. Sunny skies, rainy skies. Although rainy skies would be good these days, wouldn't it? But friends, sometimes the circumstances of life change, and we've got to be willing to love in all circumstances. If we're only going to love when it's good, man, we're in trouble. And sadly, many people are like that. They seem to hop on one relationship to the next. But friends, we need to be willing to stick at it. Those are lesser loves. And then, of course, Chevrolet. Well, Chevrolet represents the things of life. We all love new things, don't we? I love the smell of a new car. It's one of those great joys. But the sad reality is, a new car is very soon an old car. And you just finished paying off that new car that you have, and the next model is out. So, friends, if your love is based on things, you'll never be satisfied. You'll always be chasing after one thing or the next. So, those are lesser loves: the love of our family and our friends, the love of idols, the love of the circumstances of life, and the love of things. We've got to be very careful. But friends, the love we want to follow and the example we want to follow is the example we find in the love that Christ has for us. Any relationship that follows this example, friend, has a great opportunity to succeed. So, what does that love look like? Well, as we read this passage together, there's some wonderful pictures of what that love looks like. Well, first of all, as we read verse 9, it says, "As the Father loved me, so I love you." We see that Jesus's love was a learned love. He learned what it was to experience love. He learned what it was to give love. He learned how to live in a loving relationship with the Father and the Spirit. Friend, we need to learn how to love. Love doesn't come naturally. Love doesn't come easily. Sometimes, you know, the examples we have are not always the best. I'm very grateful for a family in which I grew up in, where there was great love. It's one of the enduring memories I have of my parents, of their, certainly they fought hard, but I can assure you they loved hard as well. And the way they showed their love and affection for each other was unashamed. They never lacked in telling each other how much they loved each other and what they meant to each other. It's a learned love. And each of us need to learn how to love, just like Jesus loves us with the same love that he learned from his Father. Not only is it a learned love, but it's a covenant love. Jesus says, if you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remained in his love. Friends, love is conditional. There's a contract involved. That's why we get married. We want to show this person that we're committed. Sometimes, you know, that may be the only reason why you're staying in a relationship, because you've made a commitment to that person. But friends, that is the basis of love, that trust that one has, as you've made a commitment to each other, as you have exchanged vows to each other. Friends, it's about following kind of the rules and regulations of relationship. If you just got married in such a way that you never worried about the piece of paper that you signed or the vows that you made to each other, that love won't last very long, friends. Jesus is wanting a love from us, just as he had given to his Father. He had come to earth to do a task, or been sent from heaven to do a task, and he didn't really want to go through that. Friends, we see that in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, if it's possible, take this away from me, he said. But friends, in the end he said, not my will but thine be done. And the same must be true for our relationships. We must be willing to be committed to the covenants that we make with one another. It was, thirdly, a purposeful love. Jesus says, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Friends, when Jesus expresses his love for us, he's wanting to input into our lives and give of himself into our lives. There was purpose to his relationship. In our relationship between Patricia and myself, we also have worked according to those ideas. When we first got married, I had just signed up to go to theological college. Patricia was working. She had aspirations of studying herself, but we made a commitment early that she would sacrifice her time and her work and her effort and support me while I was studying and make it possible for me to achieve the things that I wanted to achieve. And then when I was finished, I was able to support her, do the babysitting, take the children to where they needed to be so that she could find time to study and to work. And so we were there for each other. We tried to find ways in which to build each other up. And Jesus, friends, has done the same for us. Jesus has the purpose of allowing his joy to be in us. And friends, his desire was that our joy may be complete. Friends, Patricia and I have always made that our goal, that we seek the best for each other, always wanting to make sure that each other achieves the gifting that God has given them and the purpose that God has given them, and help them to fulfill that in their own life. Of course, fourthly, The love of Christ is a sacrificial love. And really, that's what this incredible verse is all about. Greater love has no man than he lay down his life for his friends. Friend, are you willing to sacrifice for your partner or for the one that you love? The mother's love is a wonderful picture of sacrifice. How many mothers have put their own desires and needs on the back burner so that they can raise their children and give them the best that they could possibly achieve? And friends, we should be doing that for each other, in willing to sacrifice our desires, our vision and purpose for ourselves, so that we bring out the best in each other. I trust that that will drive you in your relationship. Fifthly, it's a growing love. Jesus said, I don't call you a servant anymore, I now call you a friend. Because a friend knows everything that his master's, all his master's business. Friends, relationships that kind of are stagnant, that stay in one place, that aren't growing, friends will soon die. We need as people always to be growing. We're changing all the time, and if we're not growing with each other, then we're growing apart. So we need to know each other's business. We need to learn each other's business. We need to understand each other. If there's things we don't know about each other, we need to find out how we can best meet each other's needs. Friends, it's in that growing relationship that relationships thrive and are great. And then finally, the love of Christ was an intentional love. He says, you don't choose me, I chose you. What a wonderful picture. Friends, Jesus has chosen you to have a relationship with you. And the same should be in our relationships with each other. The reality is, we each of us probably could marry 10 or 15 different people quite successfully. But friends, you need to remind your partner that they are the one that you have chosen. There needs to be an intentionality about it. Don't allow your relationship just to drift along. Friends, be intentional in growing your love for each other. So with those thoughts, I trust that our relationships will not be based on a lesser love, but our relationships will be based on a greater love. Let me remind you, Jesus emulates that love for us. Jesus is the greatest example we have of that kind of love. If you don't know that love, well, friends, Jesus is willing to give that to you. Jesus is willing to give totally of himself so that you may know a deep and meaningful love. Lord bless you as you go through the rest of this day. Let's pray. Lord, as we think of your love for us, we just thank you that you have inputted it into our lives, Lord. Thank you that you've loved us so much that you are willing to lay down your life for us. Even though, Lord, in a sense, we didn't love you back, you still loved us and were willing to die for us. Thank you for that incredible unconditional love. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. Lord bless you. Amen.